Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. And I know you guys are busy. I'm busy too, so I love to skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And HelloFresh Market has some really yummy add-ons right now. For a limited time, they've got fall flavors. Fall desserts, y'all, including apple cider cake with caramel sauce and also mini pumpkin cheesecakes. We love this, right? So many in-season ingredients that you'll love the freshness all year long. And for me, I love it because it really saves time on those weekday nights when my little one's home from school, my husband's roaming around the house hungry. We kind of all put something together really quickly, and it's so delicious. You will love HelloFresh. So go to HelloFresh.com/50WomenOnTop and use code 50WomenOnTop for 50% off plus free shipping. That's go to HelloFresh.com/50WomenOnTop and use code 50WomenOnTop for 50% off plus free shipping. America's number one meal kit.
Good morning, Roxy Soxy.
Good morning, Tam.
It was a shit show this morning, Roxy. I feel like we're half asleep because yesterday was insane.
Yes, we worked our asses off. Well, here's the problem too. We didn't eat a morsel of food from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
We didn't. And if
yesterday.
I was in my 20s, I'd be like, this was a great day. But like when you're in your 30s, you're like, I'm going to die.
It's we were starving by we're like starving. 2 o'clock. We were like opening old packages that we found in your car.
We were opening old packets of nuts. And I was like, I don't know how long this has been here, but I know I need it more than I'm worried about the food poisoning.
That's how desperate we were. But it was a great shooting day, I have to say.
It was great. We actually went to Rachel Bilson's house, which is like such a pinch me moment because I'd watched her so much like growing up on the OC. And like it was just so weird to see your idols in real life. And like when you were doing the podcast, we were just like staring at her, just kind of like thinking about all the times you used to like stare at her when you were in your 20s.
And she looks amazing still. She still has like the summer look, you know, she looks great.
But
and
she really
so sweet.
Talked about things that I just, you know, I feel like I think you're more closed than I am. I am. But she was talking so much about sex and I was like, oh my God, my parents listen to this and my husband is going to leave me if he knows what we're talking about. So like, I don't even know if the show's going to come out.
I know. It's like, who knows what we even said on her podcast, you know?
Because that's what happens when you get on flow.
Yeah. Yeah. You just flow all day long.
Well, I think we're going to get in flow with our next guest because I started watching her in the pandemic. I remember like we were all like completely closeted and like stuck inside. And this girl came up, she's super cute, and I was like, oh my God, I hate her, she's so young. And but there's something that she was doing that was very different than a lot of people were doing on TikTok. She was actually playing this like alter ego, and all her stuff was like satire. In the beginning I didn't know, and I was like, is this girl really as crazy as I think she is? I was like, what? But it actually takes a very high level of intelligence to be able to continue something like that and continue an alter ego and continue like having that, you know, set, even if you don't, even if at some point you want to actually be who you really are, you know,
it's continuity, you know, it's like
continuity
and consistency. And she has nailed it for her young age. Like she has really nailed
her.
It.
I told you, I really hate her. Her skin is so fucking smooth. Like and she doesn't understand.
Yes.
Like at some point it's going to sag.
Yeah, exactly. She's glowy, dewy, not a wrinkle in sight. I mean,
and she was like, I just got up and did my like like, I let, like, put on some mascara. And we're like, we've been up for 4 hours trying to iron out the creases.
Exactly.
Not to mention how boobs are down by our, like, you know, stomachs.
Welcome to getting older one day
but
for you.
Without further ado, who do we have, Roxy?
So we're so excited to welcome this TikTok superstar. She's a mom of two. She's got a hubby also. And we were just so excited to get to the bottom of her story and talk to her and see what is going on. So without further ado, let's welcome Bobbi Althoff. Hi, hi.
Who are you going to be today?
Who do you want me to be? I can do either.
I want you to be you.
I don't know who that is, but we'll try. Yeah. We'll try.
So tell me why you started, you know, this will be obviously an interview, but also like we're just going to shoot the shit about it all. And like, why did you start on TikTok as an alter ego rather than yourself? Was it because you were nervous about being who you are, or you just thought it was way more fun?
Because myself doesn't get views. So I had to do where the money was, you know?
That's smart.
But it doesn't go viral to be myself. I'm not like pretty enough like Alex Earl.
Yes, you are. Oh my Lord. No,
I'm not. I definitely like posted my first video that went viral was my proposal, and I just went viral for simply being, and it was not even like a joke, it was my genuine proposal. It went viral for being super awkward.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was so bad. And then I posted my wedding, which was like in a courthouse in LA, and it also went viral for being awkward again. So I was like, you know what? Let me just lean into like this really weird self that I am. Let me just like lean into it more. And then I just, people can be so crazy in comments and they say the most wild things. So I was like, let me just like be the weirdest person I can think of and like joke about these people, you know? Yeah. Like, so my daughter, Richard, was my biggest, like my, how it all started was I talked about my daughter, Richard. Mm. And
which isn't your daughter's name.
No.
And Concrete is the other one, right?
No, that's real. That one's real.
Like couch.
No. Yeah. So I think people were making fun of like my name, and I was like, oh, you know what? Let me just really go out there with a big, big fun name. So I came up with Richard.
I looked up
like top men's names, and it was like Richard. And I was like, all right, that's her name.
Yeah.
And then I just went like all out, and it turned into like a full on alter ego.
Which like garnered almost 4 million followers. So there's something about it that just works.
Yeah. I know. And I keep like, it keeps almost, I lose stamina and I'm like, this is like so hard. I just want to. So I have a separate page that has like 1.2 million followers and I'm myself there.
I mean.
See, so people do want to follow
barely
you.
Anyone. Barely.
So how long did it take you to like get that many followers? Because like, you said you started in the pandemic, right?
So it took like, it was probably fast. 3 months.
Yeah, it was really fast.
But then you just kind of stop, right? Like, I think all of my followers came within like probably 3 months, and then you just kind of stay there for a while.
So like, you knew at that 3 month point, like you were like, okay, this is like something, like this is.
Yeah,
what's...
I think like maybe 6 months, and it started to turn into like a career for me, and then I had like directors reaching out and stuff, and being like, oh, we want you to act and stuff, and I was every time I wanted to drop my bit, it like kept me going with it. So then I was like. And then I ended up getting pregnant and I kind of dropped it because I was just, the pregnancy, my second child really threw me for like, I did not know what to, it was hard. So I kind of stopped everything when I had that second kid.
And didn't you meet your husband really quick into having a kid? Like you met him like 3 months.
Yeah, so we met for a year. So it was a year.
Yeah, okay.
We met on Bumble. And
how did that go down?
Yeah.
I messaged him.
Okay.
And his profile was like, it looked like a LinkedIn. It was like, here's my like accomplishments. And I was like, you're so lame. It was like, here's all of my accomplishments or whatever. And so I think my first message was like, you have all of your accomplishments listed. What's something you're really bad at? And he was like, I'm bad at like directions. And I was like, okay. And I actually was going to blow him off. I thought he was kind of like lame. I was like, you know? So I, gave him my number, but then I didn't respond to him for like a week. And then randomly a week later, I was like, let me just see like what this is about. Let's go on a date.
Yeah.
So we went out on a date and then we just 1 year later made a baby and got married.
Which is really cool because it's like you kind of knew what direction you wanted to go in at such a young age.
I was
22. Like, so what was, I mean, was this something you knew all along, like growing up? Like, you're like, I want to be a mom. I want to have kids, like kind of that trajectory, or like, how did you know?
I have known ever since I was really young. I think I had a kind of a rough childhood, so I was always eager to like grow up and be a mom. And like I played babies since I was little. I loved kids. Uh-huh. And I think I was just so eager to like grow up. And I mean, it's definitely like really hard. And I look at people that are my age right now because I'm only 25.
Right.
And people are just, I'm really in, like in the depths of having kids, just like knee deep in like mom stuff all day. Mm-hmm. And like these people that are 25 are like living their best free lives.
I was in Vegas wasted at 25.
Yeah,
I remember putting cream all over my body.
Oh my gosh.
I think people were licking it off. I swear to God.
Oh my gosh.
I was 25.
Yeah, no, I know. I went to Coachella this weekend and I was like such a mom there. Like I had to pump on my way to like Coachella. Yeah. I ended up leaving because I was like, this is so not fun for me. Like I don't even want to drink because I'm gonna have to wake up in the morning and like be a mom, and it's not gonna be like fun.
It's not fun when you're drinking.
No. So it's like I actually met my husband when I turned 21. We had our first kid at 22. I was 21 and having fun for I think like 3 months probably. I had like a fun 3 months.
I lost my virginity and then I had 3 months of fun and then I got met my husband.
Yes, it was quick. I moved fast. But yeah, I don't know. I was just eager to grow up, and then I knew I was a nanny before I had kids. Mm. I was like, I looked at those babies and I was like, I want one of you. Like, let me just take you home. Like I want a baby so bad. So I was ready for it. Once I met my husband, I was like, we would talk about getting married all the time. We were like 6 months in, we were talking about like getting married. And then we were like, oh yeah, we should just have a kid. I was like, it can take a year. I've heard. I was so uneducated on like how that works. I like thought genuinely when people said it takes a year that like that just like, oh, it always takes a year to have a kid.
Right.
So I was like, let's just try. It's going to take a
not
year.
Not at
we can
23,
get married.
It does I not. Know. I'm so sorry.
That's like immediate.
It's a one shoot. Like, we are good to go. They say you're so fertile.
I know.
So
fertile.
Like,
I know.
That's like the best
two out of two times.
Get pregnant.
I mean, I can't imagine why not. You have so many eggs. They're like, can I have some of your eggs?
You can. You can have a few. You have to let me name them. But
sure. Well, I don't think I want you to name them. I think that's a problem. So when you say you had a rough childhood, What does that mean to you? And you can say whatever you feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. So we didn't grow up with like a ton of money. Mm-hmm. I think so. My dad was like, you know, the recession happened when I was like, I don't know how old, but it was definitely like we just didn't have a ton of money. As in, our house was constantly like the bank was like, we're gonna take it, and we'd like they'd come take pictures of it even to like list it, and it was just always we were always worried about money and stuff. My parents got divorced, but they lived in the same house together.
My friends did that.
It's not do not recommend unless your parents I guess get along. My parents are like, we're in the same house but like fighting all the time, and you're like, just
get
move
divorced.
Out like,
right,
like you're divorced, why are you together but like apart? And then, yeah, it just was like long. And I remember always wanting to grow up so bad. I remember being like, I wish I could just be like a grown up. I want to be a grown up. Right. And it's like a weird, surreal moment to be like right now. Like I'm a grown up who doesn't worry about those things anymore. Mm-hmm. And I have my own kids now that I'm like trying to give them the childhood that I didn't have. Cause I was just always so worried about growing up. And it's actually a great, like my daughter, my youngest, I mean, my oldest, she tells me every day, she's like, I don't want to grow up. I want to be a baby forever. I want to be a kid forever. And I love it because I'm like, I didn't get to experience that. Like, I always was so eager to, like, I remember in high school, like, wishing I was pregnant. Like, I wanted to be a teen mom.
Wow.
Badly. I was like, I remember being like, that would just change my life because then I could be a good mom and, like, do this for my
and
kid.
You have something
and,
to be grounded to, too. It's like, if you feel like you're in a household where there's nothing to, like, everything's very unstable.
Yeah.
I think having a child makes you have some sort of sense of stability.
Yeah. It's someone that's, like, consistent. Leave, they love you. And they, like, they're going to stay there for you. Yeah. Because I felt like my relationships were all pretty, like, not consistent or anything. And like there's just a lot of fighting and a lot of just it was a lot. So for especially I remember though really vividly, like I remember like losing my virginity in high school and being like, I wanted to be pregnant. I was like, I hope I'm there was no possible chance, but I was like, and looking back
there
now, I'm like, thank God.
Well, you know how babies work.
No, I was like, I remember being like, oh, I wish I was pregnant. And like looking back, I'm like, oh my God, thank God you were pregnant. Because it's like that would have not it's not looking now, I'm like, that's so hard. It's so hard. And I'm so happy to have like a partner who helps me and stuff. But yeah, I wanted so badly just to like grow up. So
That's so interesting. Yeah, you know, it sounds like you're an old soul too, a little bit. You know,
I mean,
like,
I definitely don't relate to a lot of the people that are like my age. Right. Like,
are your friends older?
My friends right now are now older, yeah. All okay. of my friends, I'm like the youngest in my friend group. My friends are all, they range from 29 to like 43. So
wow. That's a very specific number.
I can't give you the right ages. There's like a group of five of us.
Like I have no one who is 44, but there's 43.
Don't allow them.
That is so.
But yeah,
so
they're all.
It sounds like you're like in a really good place. Like you're in the place you want to be.
Yes, this is like my dream.
Yeah. But I wonder, just because I've had other friends who had kids when they were in their early 20s. And now, I mean, and it's different for everybody. I totally get that. But a couple of them feel like because they had kids really early on that they missed out on like the 20s and like kind of going out and being a little carefree and kind of that stuff. And I wonder, do you think that you will feel like that, or do you have thoughts about that? Or are you pretty like happy like with where you are?
Yeah. So I had, you know, a single Vegas trip and it was like wild, and that was enough for me. Like I genuinely think that like that was like, okay, I checked it off my like box, and I definitely have times where I'm like, oh my God, these kids are so exhausting. I wish I could go away for a weekend. Yeah. But like, I am so excited for when they're older and I can like do that with them. Like I look at those people and I'm like, that's not fulfilling, because the whole time I was single, I was like depressed and like, I was like lonely at home, and I was like, I'm so bored. There's no time to be bored with kids. Yeah, like you're never ever bored. Like my life is just so go now. So yeah, I definitely, and then even going to Coachella this weekend, it really showed me how much I don't like that.
I don't either.
The influencer parties and stuff, I felt so out of place. And like everyone is like, just like, posing everywhere, and you're like, oh my God, I do not belong here. Like, get me out of here. They're all just drinking. There was like, it was a Kourtney Kardashian party. There was like,
Poosh.
They had like,
the Poosh party.
They had, like, I'm so.
Tell us about
like,
the party,
they have,
please.
Like, yes. It's
all
so weird.
Of it.
Yes. So you go in and there's like VIP, right? Okay. And then there's me, who was not VIP.
Wait, so you didn't get VIP?
No. So like the brands that invited us on the trip made it. I thought maybe we would, but we actually didn't. So we go.
Were you
and
like,
we're like,
excuse me?
Yeah. No. Super. Like it was so. I was like, get me. I actually had, which is so funny. I'm like, I felt like I was in high school. I had my dad pick me up early. I was like, Dad.
Oh my God, love it.
Come pick me up. My husband was with my kids, so I was like, come pick me up. I do not want to be here anymore. So he came and picked me. I felt so uncomfortable. And I had been to like my friend growing up was like, not growing up, my high school friend was an influencer. Yeah. So she would take me to influencer parties, and I felt out of place then. But I thought, now that I like have a follower,
you're
and
like,
stuff,
now
I
that
fit.
I have 5 million followers,
oh no,
I'm gonna feel so much better
now
about myself.
Now it's even worse. I'm like, hope no one recognizes how like I just like they. Put time. They had professional people like do their hair and makeup. I like just came with like what I wear every day on my makeup. I didn't do anything crazy. And I like just braided my hair.
Yeah.
And I was wearing overalls, and I was like, oh, I'm so out of place. What am I doing? I was like, I need to take one of the girls in our group was like, just like take off one of your overalls things. Like, show your boobs. I was like, I just
like,
this
one has got milk in it. This one doesn't.
I was like pumping in the back too. I was like, okay, I'm gonna like explode. I had like a single, like I had a sip of a White Claw, and I was like, this isn't fun. I don't want to do this anymore. So yeah.
But what was the party like?
So I got
were
a
they
piercing.
There?
They
oh,
were. They
fun.
Don't talk to like any normal person.
So the Kardashians were there, but they don't talk to anyone.
Well, they were at like a table. Like that's all I ever saw of them was they were at a table.
And they just
like,
sat at the table.
Oh, like yeah, they were like filming Hulu show there. So they were just at the table.
And is there security around them?
No. I don't remember. It was like roped off though. So you weren't like you knew you weren't like.
But you could like duck under.
You could if you wanted, yeah. I think I only saw Kendall Jenner sitting there. I didn't like look. I didn't want to like look like I cared too much, you know?
Yeah.
I was trying to play it cool. So I was just like, oh, kind of
like
Jenner,
I'm in my
no
overalls.
Deal.
Was she there with
like,
Bad Bunny?
See,
did you see Bad Bunny?
I don't even know
what he looks
like. Yeah, so I couldn't tell you that. I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah.
But apparently if you were VIP there, you could get tattoos, free tattoos. And I was like, wow, I didn't get that experience. Yeah. So that sucks.
Oh, I think I saw the Vanderpump Girls getting tattoos.
They,
so that must have been that party.
Oh, yeah. They had,
I bet it was.
They had like inside the VIP. VIP lines, you could get tattoos. But outside of the VIP lines, there was ear piercings. There were like whatever the legal form of like mushrooms is. There was like a mushroom thing. I know those are like illegal, so I don't know what. It was like the, you know how weed has like a legal.
I guess you can microdose or something.
Yeah. So there's like a legal, there was a mushroom thing. There was like a blunt thing where you could like make your weed blunt and stuff. I was like, oh wow.
Oh wow.
I always felt like, I still feel like I have imposter syndrome.
You do?
You don't. Like you, I feel like you, and this is like learning how to love yourself. I'm on that path. My therapist said that my North Star is for me to love myself. Mm. So that I don't like myself, but I grew up in the business really young, and there was tons of comparisons, and I was always like, oh my God, is my body good enough? Is it that, you know? And I've always walked into a party and been like, I shouldn't be here, and I don't feel comfortable being here. I feel like you love yourself more than I probably do, Roxy. And so when you walk in, you're just there to have fun. Like, you don't care what people think about you. I care what people think.
Oh, yeah. I care bad.
I see. Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah. For me,
like, you don't care. Like,
yeah. I mean, I definitely.
You don't worry about, like, if you walk in and you're like, oh my God, are people going to look at my outfit? Are they going to think that I'm unattractive? Yeah. Or are they going to think that I'm like, I've put on weight? Or are they going to think that I'm like D-list or whatever it is? Do you think that when you walk into a party?
No, actually, you know what it is? But I have like, for me, I almost like going to a party by myself because that means I can come and go when I want.
I like going to a party with you because I can leave. I know you'll let me leave.
Totally. So I kind of like that. But for me, I think because I draw energy from people, I need to be in a setting like that where there's like a lot of people that I can kind of run around and talk to and like, you know, kind of work the room, but you know what I mean? Like talk to a variety of people because for like as an extrovert, I like to like kind of get that attention, but
you're an extrovert.
I don't know if you've heard.
You don't fucking say.
I don't know if you've heard, but I am an extrovert that definitely needs to recharge my batteries. Like I have to have alone time too at home and like just being quiet because I feel like I put out so much energy when I'm talking to people and all that stuff that I am like somebody like I get drained at the end of the day.
My husband says though that he's such an introvert that when he goes out he pretends he's an extrovert and he actually comes home feeling like ill, like he doesn't feel well because of how much energy he puts out, whereas I get energy from people. I think it's funny because people would probably think you're an extrovert, but you're probably more of an introvert.
Yeah,
right.
I definitely like, you probably like, feel drained. I just want to sit in like a corner by myself at a party. But I love like I don't know how, I don't know what I am exactly. I love people, but I love like people I know, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to go to a party. I would love, if it's just a party of my family, I will stay there all day talking and hanging out and everything. If it's like a party of strangers, I'm like, I feel so, I think it's because I also have like, I like, like you said, like self-love and all of that. I am so critical of myself and all I can do when I'm at a party is think about like how people are perceiving me. So I don't have fun. Like I can't enjoy myself because the whole time I'm like, what are they like? Oh my gosh, is this, even though no one probably looks at me, all I can think about is like everyone sitting here. Like they're like, who's she? How'd she get here? Like she's that like weird girl who only has followers because like she's like so weird.
Who has like kid cult. But you, you decided to do that.
Yeah.
But you say that you're worried about what people think of you, but I call like partial bullshit, not full bullshit. I call partial bullshit because if you cared so much about, you have gone out on a limb on your TikTok. And like for me, that would be really scary. Yeah.
So it's not for me because
it'd be really scary
because they don't, that's not me. Right. So it's like they're judging someone who isn't me. So when they say their mean things, I don't feel offended by that.
Interesting.
The platform I feel so much more insecure on is the one that's really me. Yeah. Like on my other TikTok, I get super, I am so, I overthink everything I post because that's really me. And I like, I take everything personally. So that's why it's actually so much easier for me to be super weird because I'm like, that's not who I am.
Well.
So you guys can
I'm
pretty weird. It's definitely just an exaggerated, and it's like the exaggerated form where I can just be like, oh, that's not at all me. You know, like you can judge it how you want, but like, yeah, it's not me. So I can like, I can take the heat for that one because I'm just like, whatever, that's not me. But even like you said, it's like definitely just an exaggerated form of me. I'm definitely still like, not that off in real life, I guess. I'm not like mean, but I'm definitely like pretty weird. I'm really awkward. I think, like I said, I think I overthink everything that I can't enjoy myself either when I'm places. Like I can't go listen to music and like get into the music because I'm like sitting there thinking of what everyone's thinking of me.
But maybe that's an age thing too. Like I remember, so I was on a show at 15 and I was just like so critical of myself. And I look back and I'm like, oh my God, I like look so cute. I had a banging body. Like why? And like I always look at someone like you and it makes me sad because I wish I could go back to being 23, 24, 25 and just like hug myself and be like, you were so perfect, you know? And perfect to what? Like perfect, just I was what I've always wanted to be. I was then.
You were enough. You know, and you it's hard. Enough,
like, I don't think you ever feel like you're enough, no matter what age mm-hmm. you are. And then I feel like when you get into the next age, you're like, oh God, I wish I could have mm-hmm. been.
Yeah.
You know, so when I get into my 60s, I'm like, oh my gosh, when I was in my 30s, I wish mm-hmm. I loved myself because I was such like a kick ass. You know, I never right. think that you are appreciative with the age that you are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with that. I think you do. You look back every 5 years, 10 years, you look back at that mm-hmm. old picture and you're like, oh God, why
even
can't
like
it
3
be?
3 years ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
When we started this podcast, yeah. I was like, yeah. oh my gosh, I'm so old when I started the show. Yeah. And now I look back and I go, I was not, you know?
Totally. Well, that's, and I think that's what comes with age is like, you kind of learn like, to give maybe a little less fucks, you know, a little bit yeah. here and there. But I think too, like one of the biggest lessons I learned, like, because yeah, when you're younger, for sure you're insecure, like going into places mm-hmm. and doing those things. But it's true. People are so preoccupied That's with true. Themselves mm-hmm. that they don't have
no
time.
No one cares
to,
about you.
Exactly.
No
one.
The biggest lesson
nobody,
I learned.
Yes, nobody no cares because they're you. So preoccupied with themselves and like mm-hmm. what they have going on that I promise you, like it, maybe they think about you for like 2 seconds, but mm-hmm. they're so back to the themselves because inherently mm-hmm. I think we're all sort of self-centered a yeah. little bit in that way mm-hmm. that people just aren't taking the time to do that, you know what yeah. I mean?
And I think like, the biggest lesson I learned yeah. too is like you're not that important
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know what I mean, like yeah. I always thought, oh my goodness, like the bad thing that's going to happen is going to be happening to me.
Yeah.
Or like,
right,
you know,
yeah.
and right. like my husband's always like, and he loves me, but he's always like, you're not that important. Like the plane's not going to go down with you in it. Like, because, and knock on wood, because like, it's like, you're winning the lottery. Right. Like yeah. I don't walk around every day going, well, you know what? I'm going to win the lottery.
That's
you know,
true,
like
yeah.
I never
right.
think that,
yeah.
but mm-hmm. I always think bad things are going to yeah. happen to me, but like, why me?
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, why do I think I'm like that important that like something major
yeah.
is going to happen
I think
to
that,
me?
Especially with kids. I think about that with them all the time. I'm yes. like always like, they're going to get sick, they're gonna get this, like yeah. I'm gonna die, they're gonna die, like I it's always yeah I have that same
well thing. I think that's natural as a parent too,
yeah,
you
to
think about
like,
mortality
yeah.
so much so more
much,
your
yeah,
kids mortality like, mm-hmm. your mortality, and it does, and like we were talking yesterday, you know, your purpose is to protect these kids
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
you know
yeah.
and that's what we do as parents, but it is scary yeah. to like let your mind go in those directions, you
I know?
Know
do you have intrusive thoughts?
I don't have intrusive. I don't know, because that's like really bad, right? Like where you're like, I want to do horrible
things.
No.
Intrusive thoughts aren't like, I want to do this or like.
But it's
I
like, could... what if this happened, right?
Like I'll be in the car and I'll be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I've got my 2 kids in the car. Like if I just looked away,
yeah.
like a car could smash me.
Oh yeah, I have mm-hmm. those all the time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or like,
I think about, no, I'll just, if I'm, usually I'm in the backseat between my 2 kids and yeah. my husband's driving and I just like, I'll have the thoughts of just like a semi-truck like ramming into us all the time where yeah. I'm just like, oh, and I'm like, it scares me and I'm just like, oh, this could happen right now.
Right.
Or like on my drive here, it was like 2 hours in the car. And I was like, that's a lot of time to be in a car. Like
yeah.
anything could happen. I could, yeah. So I mean, I think of like all the time, these thoughts just like go through my head of like, yeah. what if this happened? Or like if I'm walking by like a stair rail, I'm like, what if my daughter just like fell
Falls.
Over my,
I
yeah.
do that all the time.
And it's so, scary, I'm not even yeah. like close to it or anything, but what if she just like jumped out or there's an yeah. earthquake and she just like falls out. And yeah, like I'm always thinking
and
about
no
what could happen.
And no one talks about that.
No. And I think
it was really unexpected when I had babies. I
yeah.
was like, wait, what are these thoughts?
Yeah.
And I think a lot more parents have them than we know about. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think it's more common than we think, you know? And it's...
Or you have the knife and you're like, I could just kill my husband.
That's natural.
Is that just a Tamman thing? Or is that just an everyone thing?
I think it's everybody.
I'm just like, oh, there's a knife. Like, it's so crazy to be in control. Like, if you have a knife, you're like, oh, my gosh. And then the person's asleep on the couch. You're just like...
And you've just had a fight. You're like...
my roommate. Like, I'm here and I'm staying with my friend. And I was like, he was, like, asleep, like, on the couch. And I was like, that's so weird. Like, obviously, I'm not that type of person, but I could just get
but
a knife
you?
And stab him. Like, you're like, never stay at my house. But you know what I mean? Like, there's so much control.
Yeah. Yeah. You've lost me.
You're like, you lost me at the knife bar.
Yeah, no, I don't often have those.
She's
ones,
like, do you have a knife? But it's
like,
not that I would do, obviously,
no,
I would do
yeah.
it, but I'm
yeah.
like, it's so crazy the idea
that
of
is,
murder
yeah.
because
yeah.
anyone can do it.
Yeah. yeah.
Also, well, I'm scared of everyone else. I don't have the thoughts of me doing it. I'm scared of everyone else, though. Like, every time I'm
right.
like, people could just, like, you could kill me right now.
I could have a knife under this table.
You need to pull out your Jenna. You need to pull
drink
out your
this,
Jenna.
Drink this liquid death.
I know.
You're like, you don't know
scary.
What's in it.
Very scary.
I know. Well, that's, like, a thing, too, because I wonder about, like, especially married couples or, like, partners or people in relationships that have, like, guns in their houses. I'm like, I wonder how many times people have thought of using it on their partner.
And they do, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean,
that's
it's
why
so
we
much higher.
Don't get one because it's, like, yeah. so the chances of like something going right, like, or our kids finding her.
Yeah. No. They say it's like statistically, it's like
you're more
52%
likely,
more likely if there's a gun in the house that like if you're getting into, it's just, it's really wild.
Yeah. It's not, it's mostly not going to protect you. Like it's very unlikely that you're ever going to need it for protection. And it's also, you need to be like going to training all the, we have that.
Yeah. Bear spray shoots four like meters or something.
Does it?
Four to six meters.
Oh, that's far.
Yeah. We have bear spray because imagine someone walks in, you bear spray them. They can't see. They're like, they can't breathe.
Yeah.
We have everything except like besides guns. We don't have
like a taser. I have a taser.
I keep it in my stroller actually.
I love
it. I have in like a zipper where my kids don't know, but like, because when I walk with them, I get really nervous of like, you know, if anybody comes up to us. I'm also really afraid of dogs though.
And you are?
I'm afraid dogs might
attack my kids.
Only lately.
Really? Yeah. When I see that, like, especially like certain breeds like that look scarier than others, I'm like,
I think mosquitoes are the deadliest
bug.
I guess.
Wait,
like
really?
Bug or
bloodborne?
It's not an animal,
like,
but it's like a, yeah. That's not human. Is mosquitoes? They kill like so many people because of all the diseases.
Malaria.
And then I think
and all
number
that stuff,
two is like dogs. Really, really high.
I am afraid of a lot of breeds. Like my husband will laugh because the chihuahua will be barking. I'm like, grab her, grab her right now. She can get bit.
A small bite from that. But
no,
it's like
they're like. There is no dog though that is like off my like jump. Right, there's certain dogs where I'm like more heightened. Like any dog that's like coming towards my kids, I'm like, my daughter actually sings you know, have you ever heard of this? Do you watch the Stranger? Your kids are older.
Stranger,
like Stranger Danger.
Yeah. Oh, Stranger Danger.
No, Stranger Danger.
I was like Stranger,
Stranger
Things.
Danger, Stranger Danger. When you see like when you see a dog and you don't really know him, but like he seems like he could be nice, but you don't really know him. It's a Stranger Danger doggy, and you like. My daughter's obsessed with that, so she sings that every time she sees a dog. She's like, it's a Stranger Danger doggy.
My child, who's four, literally goes up to every dog and goes, is it a pit bull? I told her that the ones to watch out for were like Rottweilers and pit bulls, but she can't say the word Rottweiler. She can just say pit bull. So she goes, hi, can I touch your dog? Is it a pit bull?
That's so funny.
And they'll be like, no. She'll be like, can I touch your dog? And I'll be like, it's okay. And then she'll be like, is that a pit bull? And they'll say yes. And she goes, I can't touch pit bulls. I feel like she's offending all these people.
It's very controversial to say you don't like those dogs.
I know. It's not that I don't like them, but they're like, I mean, it is what it is. It's not even, they're more likely to bite. It just is what it is.
I know. I'm so careful with any controversial thought I have. I was going to say that when did you see me stop myself?
You're like,
I was like,
say it.
I was like, yeah, when I see certain breeds, just breeds. Any one of them.
But
no, I'm like, I'm so careful with everything.
But you're Gen Z. You're allowed to say.
No, you're not. You're not allowed to say anything. I'm like, my radar of like not getting canceled is like, I'm like, I won't say that I'm like scared of pit bulls. I would like pet a pit bull if it makes
people
feel better.
Just to people please. You're like, it's fine.
It's okay. I'm okay.
So as the resident dog person at this table.
She'll cancel you.
She's like,
totally. I have three dogs. One of them is part pit bull, the older one that you saw yesterday, the black one, you know. That's
I'm not scared of that one. He can't even breathe.
She's
on his last legs. I'm like, that is not a pit bull. He's like, it literally sounds like that.
So, yeah, like she's so old. She's 15. But it's funny because like I have the opposite. So I would trust my kids with a dog over a human like any day. Like I'd be you can nanny, like a dog can like nanny my kids. Before, like, I would like trust that before, like, a human. Like, I don't know.
A human? Like, what do you mean?
Like,
anyone? Like,
any
husband?
Like, yes. No. So, I have this thing with people. Here's my thing.
I have this thing with people.
I inherently trust animals, like, 100%. Like, I'm like, animals, like, have purity and, like, innocence, and they're not born, like, mean or what have you. People, on the other hand, I have a thing where I am like, you have to prove yourself to me before I will like you, trust you. Like I already think somebody is going to be bad, but like they have to prove that they're not bad to me.
I believe
before,
that.
Right? You know this.
I'm still on the like maybe list.
Someday
it's
you
been
fluctuate.
4 years and I'm like, I'm not exactly sure if I'm in yet.
So I have like an inherent distrust with people, which is interesting.
You got to know where that comes from. We got to get to
I know.
Therapy
I
got to
figure it
that.
Out. I don't know.
I trust everyone.
So I'm very trusting. Well, like, I feel like I have a good gauge, right? Like, cause you can kind of tell like when someone's I would say that my like go-to is to trust
I trust first until they break my trust, and then I probably give them one more shot and then I'm out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but so, I would say that I'm like, my first instinct is to trust
God,
people.
I'm so much more guilty until proven innocent.
No, but I'm like, it's really my husband is like you.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm like, leave the money on the counter. No
I'm
one's
like,
going to grab it.
Leave my computer in the back of the car.
Oh yeah. Don't leave your computer.
People are nice in West Hollywood.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I have like a very, I just see the best, and I feel like people, and I'm always assuming like, oh, they're good until they like prove otherwise, I guess. Yeah. But not with my kids. When it comes to my kids, I'm a lot more like, you need to, obviously, like, I'm really, really, like my husband, we have a nanny, but like, I'm like, you stay home with them. Like, you're there too. Like, we're always, like, our house is like camera, nanny cammed everywhere. Yes. And I love our nanny and I trust her. But I'm like, I will always
that. It's like the camera thing. We haven't done that yet, but we will. But like, now I'm in people's houses.
We all have cameras. We all have cameras.
Oh, it's so awkward. I know. Because you're like, everything is being recorded.
Oh my gosh, I'm staying with my makeup artist and I used his foundation the other day, which he would be fine with. Like, he would so be fine with. And if he's listening to this, I'm really
he's going to be like, what
the fuck? But then, like, I'm like doing my foundation on his table, like, blah, 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 blah. And I look up and I was like, there's a fucking camera right there. And I was like, at least I wasn't like doing anything worse, you know? But I was like, oh my gosh, like, did I just steal his foundation from his kit?
You're like,
and I know. No, he wouldn't care, but the fact that he wasn't there, I just was like,
did
I just
he call
did it.
You out though?
No, but
I mean,
like,
I think people with cameras like myself, I don't really watch them. They're more there for like if I need to go back because something happened, I'll watch it. I don't watch them. Like, there's because in the beginning when I got them, I was like, oh, cool, I could see everything, but now I'm like, I don't do that.
And do you use cameras in the bedroom then?
We have them in every room of our house.
See?
Yeah.
But what if someone's like taking a poop?
Not in the bathroom.
Okay, you just said we have them in every room.
Okay, like every not.
What if they're naked in their bedroom?
You just turn it off. My sister's like in our guest room right now, so she just unplugged the camera. I just
what if people don't
them.
Know?
I tell them. They know. No, like, I'm not like all the like, hidden cameras. They're very obvious. They're like Ring cameras, and you can see they light up blue when they're recording. So like,
yeah. I don't know. I'm just not a camera person. I'm just like, oh, that's a nice blue light. It's probably like probably an air filter.
Yeah, no, we're very obvious about our like. The
okay,
fact
so you're
that,
not like perving on people.
Oh, I do not want to.
So when I stay over at the guest room,
yeah, exactly. You can, when you sleep, my sister's sleeping on our couch cushions in our guest room because I made our guest room into like my office.
Yeah,
so it's not a proper guest room, but you can sleep on a floor.
I want to go back to dogs, though. I do think that you, when you say that, you know, you trust dogs, you don't trust people. There's bad people who train dogs, and that is the problem to me. Like, I actually was all about. I loved all dogs until I saw some really bad, like. Maulings of kids.
Oh, I know those.
And they're every single time the owner says, I don't know how that happened. Like, he's never done that before. She's never done that before because animals are still, yes, they're pets, but they're still animals. They're trained to, like, you know, there's a part of them that can, even my dogs that were so cute, each one of them have attacked at some point. Not us, but like something.
Yeah. But to me, like, when a dog attacks, I think it's the owner's fault. I don't think it's the dog's fault.
But how do you know what the owner has taught? Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. But like, if you're at the park with your daughter and your daughter gets attacked, it's the owner's fault, but the dog still attacked. You know what I mean?
Yes, the dog still attacked.
You have to still be careful.
I think also part of an animal, like no matter what animal, dog, cat, they have a wild, they're animals. Yeah.
Roxy.
Yeah, exactly. A wild animal. Wow. So in the back of my head, I always feel like I know that animals are animals. Like, they will, I mean, they could attack. They could be spontaneous. They could do something out of turn. But when you see a dog actually, like, physically attacking, like, as a trained attack dog, that to me goes back to the owner, you know?
Yes, but you still have to be careful.
You still have to be careful.
As a person around a dog.
Yes, yes, yes.
But don't get canceled. Don't
say, I love all dogs. Thank you.
Like, I love them all.
So do you worry then, you know, I before we go, I do want to talk about, like, because I'm a millennial. I'm a millennial.
Are you a millennial?
I'm a millennial. I don't know what you are because you never told me. Gen Z. Okay. So what is it like? What's it like growing up as Gen Z?
I don't know. I'm barely Gen Z. I'm like I'm almost millennial, right? Like by a year or something.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You
it's 1997.
Is the end
of 1997, but I think it's like 1999
or like 2000.
I don't know what it is, but it's like, I might even be the year that it started. I don't know. So it's like very.
But do you believe that, because we were talking about this, like, you know, the consensus sometimes with the older generations is that Gen Z is lazy because they don't want to, like, work or they don't want to do these things. They want to, you know, but part of me believes it's like, well, actually sticking up for yourself for the first time because we were such, like, have this hustle mentality and we're such workaholics as millennials and we have total burnout and we're people pleasers and we care what people think. And that might just be a Bobby thing that you care about, like, people think, but I don't think it's a generational thing.
No, no, I think that that's why I'd say I'd probably, like, I'm more millennial than I'm anything because I do care what people think, and I'm, like, a pretty, like, hard worker, and I'm like all of those things. And I, but I mean, yeah, my generation, I don't know, my little sister is probably more Gen Z. She took me here today. That girl is, like, chilling, you know, she's like, she's, I don't know, but in some ways I'm like, I'm very outspoken. My like my husband, I'm very like, I'm always on like the front of like all of these like movements and stuff. I'm like, yes, that's why I like, you know, like free the nips and all of this stuff. I'm like,
free the nipples at this point.
Because none of this is fair, but like equality and stuff. Like I would definitely say that like a Gen Z is just louder and they understand, like they see things too differently, I guess, especially with social media. It's so much, you see so many different perspectives and like how things actually affect other people and stuff. So it's like you become like a voice for all of these people. And I think that there's just so many more voices now of like passionate voices. They all are like, I want to be heard. But I would say that I'm more like millennial, so I don't know that I could give you
an
answer.
People get offended a lot more. Maybe it's not the generation. But I'm like, oh,
I'm
my
scared
gosh.
All
anything
the time.
I mean, everything's an issue.
And I constantly feel like I have to like defend myself even before before anybody's said anything, because I know what I'm going to get. I know the criticism that I will get each time because people are offended over everything that I like, anything you could think of, people will be offended. Sometimes I feel like I have a pretty good radar for like what to do, but sometimes I'll post something and I'm like, how did that offend you? Like, how do you, like, the lengths you guys will go to get offended is like,
oh my goodness,
crazy.
Well, and you can't go through life also worrying about what everybody else
thinks. But you also said earlier, you were like, oh, you like, you're not important and people don't like think about that,
right?
So like I would love to think that, but then you'll see, like, I was at Coachella and then I see like a Reddit post and it's like, Bobby Altoff went to Coachella and brought her children and then didn't even go on the whole trip. And it's like, I told myself, no one cares what I do. Like, and then I get like a Reddit post that's like,
well, they
and, like,
care
everyone was
the buzz, but then like they forget about it.
No, for sure. You know
I
mean? Like,
whereas
I'm not like,
hold
not, like, thinking,
I hold on
but
to
see,
it.
Like certain people, I don't have them, but they have like snark pages, right? And people will like snark on. Have you ever heard of
snark?
That?
No.
I don't know, snark
is
pages.
That a new thing?
It's like, maybe it's a Gen Z thing, but it's like Reddit. You can look up like certain person's name and then snark after it. I'm always like hesitant to even talk about this, by the way, because I'm like, they're gonna make one for me if I say this out loud.
Oh my gosh. So, and then if, like, you don't have a snark page, then you're not important.
No, they just don't have any, you don't give enough information that's personal out. That's why I try really hard to not be personal page. That's why my like big page, like, people can make fun of me, but they don't know who I am, right?
Right.
And I put very limited things out, but like the snark pages are mostly for the people who do put a lot about themselves out.
So it'd be like whoever it was, snark after it. Mm-hmm. Their name, and you can see what people
everything
say.
And they're brutal. Like, it's like the worst things you can think of, they'll be brutal. Some of them are like in good faith, like, as in, like, they'll, if they're worried about somebody's kids or something, they'll be posting to try to help, but then it usually is, it just goes brutal. I would say they're pretty brutal. Like, I'm very scared.
Don't do
of
it,
like,
then. Don't
it used to be
it.
Daily
Don't
Mail.
Read it.
Oh no, I can't. Oh, that's
scary.
Read
the Daily Mail. Yeah. Like, the
no, it's hard.
At the
I can't read it. I read. So what kind of, I would say, like, the downfall of, like, my career that I've had to, like, build up, and I have a very short-lived career, was reading, like, a Discord about myself.
Yeah.
And it was, like, everything I posted, and it's gone now, thankfully, and I'm, like, even saying this right now, I'm like, please don't make it again. Please don't make it again. It was, like, everything I did, it was, like, her voice, her hair, her this, like her husband, she's incapable, she's a bad mom, like, look at her kids, she's so this, she's so, like, and it's every single thing you post, they, like, then repost it there, and they, like, just snark on it. And it's like, so then it's like, I'm always like, oh, people don't care. But there is, for me, thankfully, it's not that many people.
Right.
But I'm just such a people pleaser that it's so hard for me now to put myself out there, because I'm like so afraid of the backlash that I'll get.
Yeah.
So like, I'm always so hesitant, and I lose out on like so many opportunities because I don't put myself out there anymore, because I'm like scared.
I wouldn't. Yeah. My advice to you as an older sibling of yours, though, as your aunt, is I've been through all that.
Yeah.
Like, so much, especially being on Pretty Little Liars. But at the end of the day, what I always say is the fastest pipeline, insecurity and hate for yourself is the fastest pipeline to hate. And like people who hate themselves, people who love themselves have nothing bad to say about anyone else. Mm-hmm. All those people who say those things is because they hate themselves. They mm-hmm. do, or you represent mm-hmm. something in them that they can't have. Mm-hmm. And so that is what judgment is. Judgment's actually just a judgment on yourself. When I uh-huh. judge, I'm like, oh God, I'm in such a bad place. When I look at someone else and go, oh my God, like they don't look good, or that dress is stupid, or blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm suffering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
I agree,
like,
yeah.
I know it's hard to do, because sometimes, you know, when it hurts, it's because you've made it hurt, because you're like,
you're
oh, maybe
insecure,
I'm,
right?
Maybe
yeah.
I'm not a good mom. Maybe yeah. not. But if you look at it, you're like, of course I'm a fucking good yeah. mom. Like, I'm a really good mom. But it's because that person doesn't feel like a good mom.
Yeah.
And it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to take on the hate. But like now, it's, I've been doing this for so long that when I see someone just vomit like hate on my page, I'm just like, oh, I feel bad for that person.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I really do.
I definitely want to get who buys right for
because
like
imagine
right now,
someone starting
yeah.
a whole page about yeah. you. Like, the time that
I know
spent.
It does take, yeah.
Like, how, like, you don't have that much time in life.
I know. No. I know. And, like, how do you guys have, doing? Yeah. Yeah. I know. I need to delete the app because, like, it pushes notifications. Sometimes it'll, like, because I've shown interest in looking at myself,
right?
It'll push me the ones that say my name, and I'm like, oh, God. Like, yeah. Like, they posted, and then luckily, like, that thread, there happened to be, like, only people replying. I mean, like, you sound insane. Yeah. Like, that's wild. But sometimes yeah. it's like, yeah, you're right. She's horrible. And I'm like, I'm just trying my best. I agree. I'm kind of, like, annoying. I get it. Like, I'm yeah. not. You guys aren't saying anything. You're preaching to the choir. Like, I know. I know these things. You don't have to yeah. say it out loud. Everybody knows this, but yeah.
It is kind of a good, it's gotten to a point too, sometimes we'll open the comments just for a laugh and just kind of look at like people, whatever they say, I don't really give a shit, but like it's kind of funny to sometimes even look, but you have to get to that point. Like, you can't get to a point where it's like affecting
about you. You mean
exactly, yeah, exactly, when they're like making mm-hmm. fun of me for whatever reason,
yeah,
you know, I'm like,
yeah, someone said I read this thing,
it's kind of funny,
my new movie just came out, and it it said Blood, Sweat, and Cheers on Tubi, so go watch it. It said, oh, because everyone was like, the movie's so great, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you don't even think about those comments. Like, oh, my God, you're such a good actor, yeah. blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then there's one that says, oh, my gosh, I watched her on Young and the Restless, and she was a fucking idiot. Like, just, she just went on and on and on. And Young and the Restless was, like, 16 years wow. ago.
Which,
like,
also it makes it so, funnier, too.
I know, and like, I was just like, and it was from this guy, and he looks like he, like, oh. And I was just like, and then I wrote back to him, and I said, tell me what you really think. It's just like, I found it so funny. But that wouldn't have been... The old me, I would have been really offended.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now yeah. it's good because you can look back and like laugh and be like, these people have like so much time.
I'm
on
like,
their
she's hands. Fat and ugly. I'm yeah. like, okay, whatever. Like,
I yeah. mean, it's just like they're all unhappy. Like, you kind of have to like write it off, I think, a little bit as that. You know, they're unhappy. They've got too much time on their hands. They're looking for some sort of direction. They're lost, you know? And it just kind of is like, you know, you're like, you're not going to do anything that will change them, like that will make them better people, or maybe you will. I don't know. But like, it's almost like you shouldn't even invest the time in them. You know yeah. what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, don't let it affect you, because honestly, when you get to the point where you go back for a laugh, you can just fucking laugh and be yeah. like,
it takes time.
It takes time. For sure.
Well, should we do a little game with you before we leave?
Yes.
What game? I was like, we should do like a millennial Gen Z game.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not exactly sure what that would
what
be.
What is that?
Or do we do like things that are said as a millennial talk and what they mean?
Oh, okay. We have to know millennial speak then. Maybe. Wait, millennial Gen Z. Gen Y.
Why doesn't Bobby say things?
Oh, and see if we know what it means.
See if we know what it means. Yeah.
Like, you want me to say things?
No, like, say things that are Gen Z that we might
oh
not
God.
Know.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
like, I just figured out what BRB was. I was like,
okay. How did you just, wow.
Or like snark pages. We didn't know what those
yeah.
are.
Yeah. I
mean, like, we don't
wild.
Know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I'm so out of everything.
Okay, Bobby, so we're going to play a game with you.
Okay.
And it's about Gen. I know you're on the cusp, but it's like millennial, late millennial, and Gen Z cusp, but we're going to call you Gen Z for all intents and purposes right now. Yeah. So we're going to say Gen Z words, and you're going to have to tell us what they mean.
Okay.
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 Yep.
An e-boy or an e-girl?
I have no idea.
Would you like me to read you the definition?
I think my niece would be better at this.
Yeah, I feel like I would never know.
This is similar to emo or goth culture, but they use the internet to express themselves.
Okay, I would have never heard that in my life.
Okay, what's the next one?
Okay, next one is Dank. D-A-N-K.
You just said that's so funny.
Dank.
Dank.
This is like so cringe, you know, like millennials saying all these little fancy terms like that you guys wouldn't even like cringe. Say out loud. Oh my God.
You know dank.
What do you, I feel like that refers to like weed. I don't know these things.
Dank.
Danky weed.
It's excellent or of very high quality.
Okay, I yes. So you would know. I feel like people use that.
Okay. You would know. Okay. Big yikes.
You guys are asking the wrong person.
You're like, I don't know what these are. Oh, bougie.
Oh.
You don't know what that is? Just like having, you know what that is. Yeah, you've used that. I feel like
I've used that. It. Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Are you not bougie?
She's bougie ratchet. I actually,
oh yeah, it was in that song. Right? That was my first ever TikTok.
Bougie ratchet.
Yeah.
I forgot what the first word.
Ratchet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a savage, that one.
Yeah, oh, yes. Savage.
Good job.
Bougie ratchet. Okay.
Bougie ratchet. Yeah.
You, that means fancy, by the way.
Yes.
Let's see. How about, oh, chuggy. Chuggy.
Oh,
it's like when millennials like think things are cool or something. They're like old. I don't even know. Something like
oh
that.
Oh my God. Is that a diss at us? Yeah. Do they have
it's like you guys
word?
Are like chuggy now.
It means like, when things are not at all trendy.
Yeah. So like when they millennials call like us. Things.
Chuggy.
Yeah.
We're chuggy.
Mm. Oh my God, I feel like I'm not that old. I don't understand. I feel like I was the young generation like a second ago. Okay, this is the last one.
Hmm.
Simp.
Ooh. What, like a simp or something? You're like a... I don't know how to describe. Like I would use that word in the sentence. I don't know.
Like,
and you're like a...
You have a simp.
Yeah, you're like a... You...
Someone who, yeah. You're a simp.
Yeah, you're just like, you're a simp for something, you know, like a person.
You're like, you don't know, but I'm just going to like
use the same word in a sentence.
Simp.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the word in a sentence. Tamin, in the beginning of her relationship with her husband, was a simp for him.
Sounds like it's like dominatrix. I like used to whip him. I'm like, okay.
No, it's just made you like. I don't know what another word to describe
like
it
you
other
care
than that
too
is.
Much.
Yes, you're just like, we'll do anything for them. I don't know.
Yes.
That is, I feel
oh, there
like
you
these
got
are,
it.
These aren't even words. They're just
they're
made
up. Made
up,
yeah.
Honestly, this is not the English. Like, can English expand? Can you just like add words as English goes on? Like, or is that how it works?
Apparently, I guess we can.
You just add
you
words.
You can do
yeah.
that. Yes.
Yeah, you can.
And you're like, now that's a word.
Now that's a word. And some of these slang words end up in the dictionary, by the way. They do become words.
Yeah.
And you know, I used to have an app, like, did you used to have all the books, like A to Z, and you'd have to go in and like look up the, like,
an encyclopedia?
I had one, but not like, I've the internet has been
like, was
while,
it a paper? Like, I mean, a hardback book?
I have,
like, an actual
we
book?
Those. Like, I feel like I use them in school a little bit. Yeah. Like, elementary school, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Well, Bobby, thank you so much for coming on our show.
Thank you for having me.
You're the youngest on the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Is she?
She is. I think she is literally the youngest.
I know. Thanks for coming on this old ladies show. Yeah. Don't worry. We have tons of young people on the show because what we think we do. I think we do.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, definitely 27. That's close. And let everyone know where they can find you.
Bobby Althoff on everything. Yes.
Amazing. And what is your one last piece of advice you'd like to give our listeners?
Yes. As an old soul.
As an old soul. Have lots of babies. That's my advice.
That's what you heard it right here, Roxy.
That's it. That's it. Science
well, thanks, guys, so much. We are Women on Top Official on Instagram.
And Women on Top Podcast on Facebook. And Women on Top Official on TikTok.
And I am Tamin Sursok.
And I am Roxy Manning.
And we are
Women
on
Top.